Vision boards are the most popular lie in self-help. You spend 3 hours cutting magazine clippings. You arranged them on a foam board or a cork board or just on your wall. And you stood back and you looked at your dream house, your dream car, your dream body, your dream job, your dream side hustle, or whatever it might be. And you felt something shift inside you. Calm, relief, like you had already won. That feeling right there, that's the trap. Most people think vision boards fail because they don't work. Wrong. Big red X. They work too well. Just not in the way you think. Your nervous system does not care if you're actually holding the keys to that car or to that house. It cares if your brain feels like you're holding them. And that feeling, you know, that rush of premature completion? That's why 90% of people who make vision boards end up exactly where they started.
Your Success DNA Podcast. Your success is in your DNA.
What is up? What is up? What the hell is up, my fellow success seekers? Welcome back to another episode of Your Success DNA, that podcast for my aspiring entrepreneurs and 9-to-5 escapees. Heck, it's really for anyone who wants to level up their game, because each episode delivers some mindset shifts, some habit upgrades, and a little dose of rebellion coming from yours truly, all designed to help you break free of convention so that you can build not just a business, but perhaps a life aligned with your version of success. So if you know someone who's dreaming of ditching the grind, but still makes time for a little personal development and sprinkled some self-help in there, go ahead and forward this episode to them. Okay, so let's get stuck right in, shall we? The mechanism is neurological. When you visualize something with enough sensory detail, when you see the texture of the steering wheel, when you can smell the leather and feel your hands at 10 and 2 of that car you're dreaming about, your brain's reward system lights up identically to how it would if you had actually acquired the thing. Your dopamine spikes. Your cortisol drops. Your body goes into a state of homeostatic satisfaction. You have effectively tricked your nervous system into thinking the work is finished before you've done a single day of that work. There's even a structure deep inside the brainstem called the reticular activating system. You've heard Tony Robbins talking about this. If you follow Tony Robbins as long as I have, it's called the RAS. That filters what your brain pays attention to. That's what it does. Vision board advocates like Dr. Tara Swart, neurologist and author of The Source, argue the RAS is exactly why vision boards work. You prime your brain to notice opportunities aligned with your goals. And she's not wrong about the mechanism. What she's wrong about is what the mechanism actually does to your motivation. An NYU psychology researcher named Gabrielle Oettingen spent decades studying exactly this thing. Her findings, which you can find detailed in her book, Rethinking Positive Thinking, are some of the most replicated results in motivational science. In study after study, she found that people who engage in vivid, positive fantasies about their desired futures, you know, things like imagining success in detail and feeling it and smelling it and making it real in their minds, consistently exerted less effort, performed worse, and achieved less than the people who did not visualize. Let that sink in for a minute, will you? The brain processes vivid imagination and sensory memory in nearly identical neural patterns. Positive fantasy triggers what researchers call mental contrasting, or rather, the failure to do. When you only visualize the outcome without mentally contrasting against all the obstacles that are there between you and the outcome, your nervous system treats the fantasy as reality. The work, in neurological terms, is already done. This is compounded by what Kerry Moorridge and colleagues published in a landmark 2010 study in the Science Journal. They called it thought for food. What they showed was that imagining consuming something in detail actually reduces your desire to consume it in real life. Imagine consumption reduces actual consumption, right? Stick with me here. Now let's apply this to your goals. Imagining achieving something in detail reduces your drive to actually want to achieve it. Oettingen's research on positive fantasy and Moorridge's work on imagined consumption point to the same mechanism, what researchers now call satiation through mental stimulation. You satisfy the craving within your head so that your body has no signal to move on it. This is why vision boards feel so good, but work so poorly. The irony cuts deeper when you understand what your body is actually designed to do. Humans aren't motivated by clarity of vision. No, they're motivated by dissatisfaction, by a gap, by a feeling that something is wrong, something is missing, or something is just freaking incomplete. That discomfort is your motivational fuel. That is why the dentist chair makes your teeth hurt more. Not because your teeth got worse the moment you sat in a chair, but because your attention sharpened on that feeling. Pain and unmet desire are the same neurochemical pattern. They're both signals that demand movement. Get up and do something about it is what your brain and your body is telling you. So when you create a vision board, you're essentially trying to hold the desire and the image simultaneously. You want to feel motivated and you want to feel good, but you can't have both. Those states are neurologically opposed to one another. Motivation lives inside of dissatisfaction. Satisfaction is the end of motivation. The moment you feel like you've already achieved something, your drive to actually achieve it collapses. It just folds in on itself like a house of cards. Yeah. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to watch what happens in the first 2 weeks after someone makes a vision board. Think about it. Maybe it was you. If you did a vision board, they feel energized. They go to the gym once or twice or three or four times, maybe. They might research that business idea they're dreaming about. But the actions, they're going to be sparse and they're going to be scattered. They're just that residual motivation from the making of the board, not from the vision itself that board is supposed to represent. By week three, the action stops. The board's still up on the wall, looking beautiful. They glance at it from time to time. And each time they glance, they feel that same dopamine hit. The brain just got fed one more time. Their nervous system is once again satisfied. So no emergency signal goes off, no bat signal in the air saying, come help me. There's nothing demanding your body to get up off its ass and move. That creates the false finish line. The vision board has created the feeling of being close to the goal without any of the discomfort that actually moves you towards the actual goal, the real goal. There's a shareable mechanism hiding here. Your brain processes vivid imagination and sensory memory in nearly identical neural patterns. This is why therapists use visualization for trauma recovery. But it's also why visualization fails when it comes to motivation. The same tool that heals your old wounds by completing traumatic narratives also halts your forward movement by pre-completing your desired future. Your brain doesn't distinguish between the two damn things. Both feel like you have already arrived. The people who actually build the things they want understand this, maybe instinctively. They don't just visualize the finish line. They visualize the work. They don't just imagine owning the business. They imagine those freaking 4 a.m. mornings that they have to get up. They imagine the failed pitches and the spreadsheets and the rejection. What Odigan calls mental contrasting, holding your desired outcome against the specific obstacle standing between you and it. That is the psychological technique that actually predicts follow through. A critical mental contrasting only works when paired with what researchers call implementation intentions.
Your Success DNA podcast. Your success is in your DNA.
These are specific if-then plans that you create. If I hit this obstacle that I imagined, then I will do this specific thing. That, my friends, is not a vision board. That is a strategy. And we've talked about that specific example in previous podcasts. They lean into the discomfort. They keep that gap alive, and they keep it alive deliberately because the gap is what is going to move you. Yeah. And this is where it gets a little darker. Vision boards don't just fail you. They can actually harm your motivation in ways that is hard to reverse. Yeah. So come along with me on this one. Once you've gotten that dopamine hit from your visualization, your brain has a reference point. It knows what future success feels like. And now every day that you don't actually have that thing, you're not just missing something abstract. You're missing something that your nervous system has already tasted. Your brain has been to the future, right? It got onto the DeLorean and it flew into the future. Your body knows what it's like to sit in that car. And the fact that you're sitting in a different chair or a different car or no car at all creates a micro frustration every single time you think about it. Some people call this cognitive dissonance. Researchers call it the expectancy gap. You've raised your internal expectation of where you should be. You've painted it in fine detail. You've felt it. You've smelt it. You've experienced it. And now reality, which hasn't changed, feels like a failure. This is why vision board enthusiasts often end up more depressed than when they started their vision board. It's not that they failed. It's not that they didn't create this amazing vision board. It's that they succeeded too early in their heads. And now the gap between imagination and reality feels impossibly wide. The board becomes a monument to inadequacy rather than a map to what's possible, to their possibility. And here's the cruelest part. The people who made you feel bad about not having a vision board, you know, those motivational speakers and the life coaches and the Instagram accounts showing their vision board transformations, they are partially right. Vision boards do work. They work at one thing, making you feel motivated for 2 to 3 weeks. They work at tricking your nervous system into a neurochemical satisfaction. They work at creating the illusion of progress. And that's profitable if you're selling the next course, the next book, and the next advanced visualization technique. There is a reason the vision board industry exploded the moment social media exploded. Because sharing your vision board, taking photos of it, getting likes and validations on it, that provides additional dopamine hits. You're not just getting the neurochemical satisfaction of imagining the future. You are getting real-time social validation for having the right dreams. You are on the right path. And that's even more addictive than the visualization itself. You're not being motivated. You're being domesticated. You're being trained to confuse enthusiasm with momentum, visualization with action, dreams with arrival. And it's working on you so thoroughly that you do not even question the framework. The bitter truth that arrives at the end of all of this is this. The people who achieve their visions rarely talk about their vision boards afterward. You never hear a self-made millionaire say, the thing that changed my life was that picture of the mansion that I cut out of Architectural Digest back in 2010. No, that's not what you hear. You hear them talk about sacrifice and timing and grinding through impossible doubt and the moment they stop caring about what other people believed in them or not. You hear them talk about the specific micro habits that they had when no one was watching. You hear them talking about months where nothing worked and they wanted to quit, but they didn't. The vision board isn't a map, it's a sedative. So here's the trap. And the thing that is going to destroy the comment section, probably your comment section, because there's no clean answer to it. Some people do benefit from vision boards. The rare few who make a vision board and then almost immediately destroy it. Follow me on this. You look at it once and you let it sink in and then you take it down. Yeah, those are the ones who use it not as a permanent fixture to glance at every single day, but in a single moment of clarity before they return to the uncomfortable work of actually closing the gap between where they are and where they want to get. Those people report that the board actually helped them clarify what it is they wanted, separate it from what they thought they should want. Interestingly, Odigan herself doesn't say never visualize. She says never only visualize the positive. Her WOOP method, W-O-O-P, wish, outcome, obstacle, plan, is built around the positive vision at the starting point, then immediately contrasting it against the obstacles and then installing implementation intentions. This is the version that works. That's the version that no one is out there selling you right now. But those people aren't the ones posting vision board photos on Instagram. They're not the ones telling their friends about it. The people who talk about vision boards constantly are the same ones still using them as neurochemical substitution for their own motion. Yeah, you can choose, my friend. Do you want to feel like you're on your way? Or do you want to actually be on your way? Because your nervous system is begging you to pick the first one. It's so much easier. And at this moment, listening to these words, you already know which one you're going to pick. The vision you see is only real if the person who's looking at it is still hungry. And if you're tired of feeling motivated without moving forward, and you're ready to break free from the fantasy trap and start building some real momentum, then you're going to come on over and join the Unleash Your Success DNA newsletter. This isn't about another feel-good weekly dose of inspiration. This is a weekly reality check for my aspiring entrepreneurs and 9-to-5 escapees and anyone who just wants to level up. Each issue delivers more mindset shifts, more habit upgrades, all sprinkled with a dose of rebellion, helping you break free from convention to build not just maybe a business, but a life aligned with your version of success. No vision boards required, just uncomfortable truth that actually moves you forward. Go on over to yoursuccessdna.com to become an insider now. So here's why this matters beyond vision boards. We're living in an era of stimulation satisfaction. Yeah, some of you are nodding. Oh my God, that is so true. Social media feeds us endless highlight reels that trigger some neurochemical response as actual achievement. Online courses promise transformation through informational consumption. Motivational content gives us the feeling of progress without the friction of actually progressing. Yeah, here's the bigger paradigm. We've created a culture that profits from keeping you in perpetual preparation mode. Raise your hand if you've felt like that at times. My hand is up, just so you know. The self-help industrial complex doesn't want you to succeed. It wants you to feel like you are about to succeed, because that feeling is renewable. That feeling keeps you buying. Actual success, on the other hand, that, my friend, is a one-time purchase. The vision board is just one symptom of a much larger disease, the commodification of your dissatisfaction, your restlessness, your hunger for more. That's not a problem to be solved. That's a fuel to be used, but only if you stop feeding it fantasies and start feeding it action. So, all that said, here's your whiskered wisdom for this week. Motivation lives in the gap, not in the goal. The specific action you need to take right after you're finished listening to this episode, heck, you could take it right now. If you have a vision board, take it down. Not because vision boards are evil and they don't work, but because you need to feel the discomfort of not having what it is you want. You need to remember what hunger feels like. Sit with that restlessness for a full day and don't try to fix it. Don't try to visualize it away, or don't try to meditate yourself through it. Just feel it. That discomfort that you're trying to escape, that, my friends, is your engine. So please stop sedating it and start using it. Look, you already know what it is you need to do. You've always known. Anybody who's taking the time to listen to this episode this far in, you've always known. The vision board, the courses, the podcast, including this one, they're really all just sophisticated ways of avoiding the one thing that actually changes your life, starting before you feel ready. Your dreams don't need another damn vision board. They need a builder. And that builder is sitting right there, listening to these words right now, knowing exactly what your next move is. Stop dreaming your way out of doing and start doing your way into becoming. Think successfully and take action.
Thanks for listening to Your Success DNA podcast. Whether you're starting out or you're a seasoned entrepreneur, we have the tools and inspiration that you need to take your life to the next level. So stay tuned for more game-changing advice in our upcoming episodes. And hey, before you go, a quick reminder to check out our past episodes of Your Success DNA for more inspiring stories and practical advice. And if you've loved what you heard, leave us a review and share this podcast with your friends and colleagues. Let's all level up our lives together, shall we? Remember, your success is in your DNA.